This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, November 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Solutions to high electric rates. New ag tech case study. Trump administration's partial funding plan for SNAP criticized. And USDA nominees move to the floor vote. Report flags soaring power costs. The Little Hoover Commission finds that California's electricity costs remain among the highest in the nation, placing a growing burden on households and businesses. The new report by the Independent State Oversight Committee identifies multiple drivers of elevated rates, from wildfire mitigation investment to aging infrastructure and the layering of public programs into utility bills. In turn, commercial rates are roughly twice the U.S. average, a cost burden that has led industries with heavy electricity use to be, quote, wary about doing business in the state. The report calls for structural changes that could ease future cost pressures. It recommends increasing a new fixed charge structure to lower per kilowatt hour rates and spread system costs more evenly. Lower volumetric charges could benefit commercial users whose operating models rely on high energy consumption. The commission also calls for streamlining the California Public Utility Commission's rate setting process and requiring timely completion of general rate cases to improve predictability for ratepayers. The panel further proposes studying whether some utility programs should shift to taxpayer funding, potentially relieving ratepayers of certain non-energy costs. Western Growers issues third ag tech case study. Western Growers has published a third ag tech case study through its Center for Innovation and Technology. The study reports on a pilot at Terra Nova Ranch with an automated irrigation management system deployed over 400 acres of processing tomatoes. It delivered a 34% reduction in water usage in the first year, yielding $22,000 in water savings. When factoring in reduced labor and vehicle costs, the total savings reached over $60,000. The latest report builds on previous studies on carbon robotics and on the Stout Smart Cultivator that focused on automation and weeding technologies to provide deeper insights on operational savings, labor substitutions, and precision technology adoption. The center's goal is to lower the risk barrier for innovation by equipping growers with empirical ROI data, supporting a clear pathway from pilot to large-scale deployment. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Administration defends partial funding plan. The Trump administration defended its plan to partially fund Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits for November after receiving swift criticism from Democrats and anti-hunger groups. On X last night, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said President Donald Trump is, quote, doing everything he can to help our most vulnerable mothers and babies while radical left Democrats continue to obstruct. The administration responded yesterday to separate court orders in Rhode Island and Massachusetts by indicating it would distribute more than $4 billion in a SNAP contingency fund to states to cover the benefits for about half of the month of November. The use of the full contingency fund, quote, means that no funds will remain for new SNAP applicants certified in November. Disaster assistance, or as a cushion against the potential catastrophic consequences of shutting down SNAP entirely. Patrick Penn, Deputy Undersecretary of the Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, said at a declaration of filed in both courts. Rollins said Senate Democrats, quote, need to quit the games and reopen the government. Democrat lawmakers and anti-hunger groups were critical of the criticized Trump administration decision to provide partial funding. The decision to provide partial benefits and not supplement the funding with money from other nutrition programs, quote, forces state agencies to scramble under unclear guidance, which will further delay benefits, according to Crystal Fitzsimmons, president of the Food Research and Action Center. House Agriculture Committee ranking member Angie Craig of Minnesota said, despite being forced to do what is legally and morally right and use the contingency funds, the administration is, quote, cutting food assistance to hungry seniors, children, veterans, and people with disabilities this month by refusing to use its authority to extend full benefits. Democracy Forward, which represents plaintiff cities and nonprofit groups in one of the cases in Rhode Island, said it would continue to press for full benefits. USDA nominees move to floor vote. The Senate Agriculture Committee advanced three USDA nominees, including John Walk, to be Inspector General, replacing former IG Phyllis Fong, who was removed by the Trump administration in January. Walk is currently USDA's acting Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services. Mindy Brashears was also approved to be Undersecretary for Food Safety, a position she held in Trump's first term, and former New Mexico Rep. Yvette Harrell, who was approved to be Assistant Secretary of the USDA's Office of Congressional Relations. The nominees likely will get a full Senate vote for confirmation this month, Committee Chairman John Bozeman told reporters. Minnesota Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar, the panel's ranking member, voted against the nominees. Klobuchar said her decision reflected broader frustration over a lack of bipartisan briefings during the government shutdown and the Trump administration not transferring money to more fully fund lapsed SNAP benefits. National Ag Statistics Service plans to release November WASDE and other key reports. USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service is planning to release a World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report in November, along with other key surveys, that according to a press release. The agency will release milk production reports November 10th and 21st, according to the statement. On November 14th, it will release the WASDE and crop production report. It is also scheduled to release Cattle on Feed Report, November 21st. Here's today's final word. If it's relatively flat, a near source of water, and south-facing, it's not only a good place to grow cannabis, but it may also be a ceremony or village site or other place of cultural importance to tribes. That Jennifer Sommerwine, UC Cooperative Extension Specialist whose research shows illegal California cannabis farms threaten tribal resources. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, November 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.